With me today is Jo Ford. She is the Cerebral Palsy Alliance Manager, and we are going to talk about how this month of September, how we can help support families affected by cerebral palsy. Good day, Jo.
Good morning. Hello.
Thanks for your time.
You're most welcome. Most welcome.
I've read somewhere that one child is born with cerebral palsy every 15 hours. So one in every 500 babies.
Yeah, and that's right. And I think that figure often surprises people. What we know is that cerebral palsy is in fact the most common physical disability in children. And in Australia, as you said, there's one child born every 15 hours who will have cerebral palsy.
And this is a child born with an injury to the brain. Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken?
That's right. So cerebral palsy is a physical disability that affects movement and posture, and it's as a result of the injury to the brain. We're still doing research to really understand the causes of cerebral palsy and, you know, the causes to that injury, and that's where this fundraising is going to be fantastic, because it will contribute to the work that we're doing in the research for understanding the causes of CP.
So while there are no permanent cures, there are ways that we can support people who have children who are living with cerebral palsy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So that cerebral palsy, it is permanent. It's lifelong condition. There's no cure. And for cerebral palsy, it can range too. The range of impact or effect of physical disability can be from, you know, a quite mild weakness in your hand or your foot through to a complete lack of voluntary movement affecting all of your limbs and perhaps being able to control your head.
So every child's condition is different.
Absolutely, yes. Each child, each individual is very, very unique in terms of, you know, the complexity of their cerebral palsy and the complexity of any other associated impairments in relation to cerebral palsy.
So what types of support are available to families?
So the Cerebral Palsy Alliance, we're able to provide a range of information and resources for families to assist them in understanding cerebral palsy. And we also provide a range of therapies and services and early intervention programs to ensure that individuals have access to the opportunities to develop and to have great opportunities to participate in all the goals and aspirations that they have. We run a range of programs from very early intervention through to supporting adults as they are involved in the community, going to school, university and work.
So because it's not just a child that needs support, isn't it?
That's right. Because cerebral palsy is a lifelong condition, our organisation supports individuals from infancy right through to ageing and living with cerebral palsy as you are ageing.
So it could mean like a day off for the mum or the dad, the carer, or?
Absolutely, yes. So for parents, they often need to be involved in supporting their child with attending therapy, early intervention therapy programs, specialist appointments. So there is certainly for families where, particularly when the child has very, very complex needs, there will be hours of time that they will be needing to spend on visiting various professionals to support them around supporting their child with cerebral palsy.
And what can we do, or what can families do, to help raise awareness and the much needed funds?
So we are running through the month of September a really fantastic fundraising event. It's a challenge. We call it the September Challenge, where we combine the opportunity for individuals to be involved in some health and fitness activities with the opportunity to also do some fundraising. So while you're counting up your steps, because we know that 10,000 steps a day will improve your fitness and well-being, while you're counting those steps, you can also at the same time be raising really important funds for us to support us with providing services and research. So in the month of September, you're raising funds while tracking your daily steps with the aim to reach 10,000 steps every day.
And by October, there'll be a fitter, healthier you.
Absolutely, and there will be a fitter, healthier you. You will have learnt a little bit more about cerebral palsy, and had a great opportunity to raise funds and challenge yourself, but also perhaps challenge your friends, colleagues, and families in increasing their fitness and well-being as well.
How can they register?
It's really, really easy. The first thing you need to do is to create a team, because we know having a team around you is a really great way to be motivated and to challenge each other. So bring together a team. You then simply go to the website and register online at www.september.org.au, and it starts from there. Start the fundraising.
So this is for the whole month of September.
That's right, the whole of September.
And hopefully by October we'll have a lot more healthier, wiser,
right,
and fitter Australians around us.
That's exactly it, yes, most definitely.
Thank you very much, Jo Ford, from the Cerebral Palsy Alliance, and good luck with
Thank
September.
You. Thank you, appreciate your support. Thank you.